Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 1. We're coming to the conclusion of chapter 1 today, so if you'll join with me, if you've got your Bibles and you want to follow along, chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. So, in other words, what we've got is a number of things in this text. The first one is this, is that Timothy is considered by Paul as a child in the faith. He'll also use the term son of the faith. And that's in fact what Timothy is to Paul. He's spiritually a child in the faith, likely was converted on Paul's first missionary journey. And so he has developed him in the second missionary journey. He then began to accompany him along with Silas. And so Timothy has now been sent to this ministry of church revitalization at Ephesus, and he's given Timothy this charge. And the charge is to remove false teachers, institute intercessory prayer, commit the church to personal evangelism, and that he is to remove those who are causing divisiveness. That's a charge that he has entrusted to him in his pastoral ministry. The second thing that you see in the text is that Timothy is someone who is to use the gifts that God has given to him that have been identified prophetically. That's more than likely referring to the time when Timothy was ordained by the laying on of the hands of presbytery, as we're going to discover in 1 and 2 Timothy, and the great statements that were made about him. More than likely, that means statements prophetically that were made through the apostle Paul in light of his apostolic gifts. And then with this, he's told to fulfill his charge with these spiritual gifts and also to engage in the warfare for the sake and the testimony of Christ. Now, Christ has won the war, but we still have a warfare. We still fight battles, and we've been given the armor of Christ and the gifts of the Spirit. And we're called to be faithful. Not only be faithful, but do not make shipwreck of your faith. Now, what is he talking about there? Well, he's talking about one of two, or perhaps both things. One is that there are some who professed faith that later, with a lack of perseverance, they didn't lose their salvation. What they're doing is manifesting that they never really had saving faith, because saving faith has attached to it an imperfect life manifested with works. An imperfect life, not a perfect life. And the works are not what save you, but the works do affirm your saving faith. They evidence it. Those whom God saves by faith, he preserves and loses not one. The evidence of preserving grace is persevering faith. Not perfect faith, but persevering faith. And therefore, when one wanders away and falls away, that can be the indicator that they were never saved to begin with. Or it may be someone that's saved, but they have not kept a good stewardship of their charge, and they've made shipwreck of their faith. That is, they have lost the testimony, the edge, and the effectiveness. And he points out two examples of Hymenaeus and Alexander. Alexander was the coppersmith that would desert the apostle Paul as well. We'll hear more about him as we go through this epistle. And what did the apostle do? Well, the apostle handed them over to Satan. Now, that's referring to church discipline, where they've been put out of the church, so they no longer have the protective covering of the church as they pursue their sin. Now they're getting the consequences of their sin. And therefore, as they are getting the consequences of their sin outside the body of Christ, the Apostle Paul is praying that that will bring them to their senses and to repentance, which is always the aim of church discipline. The aim of church discipline is not to punish, but to win men and women back to the Lord. So that's what Paul has done. That's what Paul is calling Timothy to faithfulness. Don't be like Hymenaeus and Alexander. You be faithful. Follow me, Paul says, who by the grace of God is staying the course. He'll go on to say, I have finished the course and poured out as a drink offering. Well, that's another slice of fresh bread. Join me in chapter 2 tomorrow.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.